Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with David Dossi, intellectual property attorney. Gallagher and Dossi is the partnership. Invention-protection.com is the website. David, thanks again for being here. There are a few topics that we've covered in the last 22-plus years on the show than divesting of your company, buying and selling a business, but especially divesting. And David, as you know, there's a phenomenon going on right now. There's a demographic wave that's going to happen over the next 10 years where baby boomers are going to be divesting of their companies in numbers that's never happened before. And they're going to be challenged with who's going to buy those businesses. And so there's going to be a lot of competition for the best businesses to be sold. And you have some thoughts on how to make sure your business is competitive when you try to sell it. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, inspiring confidence in a potential acquirer of your business, it's hard to even put a price tag on that. You can't underestimate the premium that you're able to charge if all your books are in order, including your intellectual property, including your employment agreements and everything else. So I tell people, if you have any inkling that you want to try to sell your business in the next 10 years, then you need to start today getting that stuff in order. And it's not a lot of work. It's just a matter of doing it so that when
it's a mindset, you got to get your head in that way of thinking. It's another level of thinking, isn't it?
You just put yourself in the position of the person that's going to be buying the company. And especially, like you said, with the aging business ownership demographic and the potential acquirers coming in, if anything, they want to see that you have got processes in place that this business continues operating when you're gone.
If you're 60 years old and you're going to sell your business when you're 70, that's your plan. When 10 years from now, the prospective buyer of your business is not even going to be 60. She's probably going to be 45.
Right.
So think about what
and
they're
a lot of
want.
These terms are going to have a lot of them are going to have workout agreements where you might get half of the payment up front, but the second half may just be distributed over 4 years.
That's right.
And you're going to have to stay for two of those years, and you're going to have to meet revenue numbers for all four of those years. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're effectively just setting up a process where if you don't have processes in place, then you're not going to get the full value that your business is worth.
That's exactly right. And folks, this is so important. And you really need to think about, David, I just think you need to think about who is going to buy your business 5 years from now, 10 years from now. What generation are they? What are they going to be looking for? They're going to change your business. They're not going to look at your business and say, I want it exactly like that to take it and continue to march exactly what you're doing now. They're going to want to change it, but they're going to have to see that you've got a foundation for them to launch the way they want to run the company. And that foundation is going to be heavily dependent upon intellectual property, right?
Well, and one of the few things that most transactions like this, they're not going to change is the business name or the service mark or trademarks,
right.
the taglines associated with the business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can at least demonstrate that you've gone out of your way to secure and protect those things, then myself as a potential acquirer, that would be such a strike against you that, you know, right then the value of that business goes down 40%. Because if you haven't gone through that, it's not costly, it's not tremendously painful, then what else have you done haphazardly?
I knew a bank once that had been in business for 40 years. They'd never registered the name of their bank, and I helped them do that. Think about that. I mean, it's under the radar, folks. You can't let it be under the radar anymore. Hey, David, good job today. As always, we always get smarter when you join us, and I hope you come back real soon, and thank you again for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Invention-protection.com. Folks, as I've told you before, he's my intellectual property attorney. I certainly recommend him to you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.